USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A third night of violent protests in Minneapolis, seeing a police station and other nearby buildings set afire by demonstrators. The station evacuated. A helicopter had to save some of the officers who'd taken shelter on the roof of the building. Protests and riots have erupted across the Twin Cities, as well as in some other cities, in response to the death of George Floyd, who died while in police custody on Memorial Day. The lawyer for Floyd's family says they're not happy that the officers involved in his death have still not been charged.
George Floyd's family, who watched the press conference along with me, was disgusted.
Excessive heat warnings staying in effect throughout the Southwest as scorching temperatures have been soaring into the triple digits from Southern California to Nevada and Arizona. Temperatures will start to ease in California after today. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.